Okay, so this is an emotion thought diffusion exercise. So just make yourself comfy, uncross your legs and arms, and just take a few moments, as before we start, to close your eyes and breathe nice and deep and slow into 7 and out to 11. Focusing all your attention on the movement of the breath. And so as you continue to focus on your breath, I'm just going to describe the exercise for you. So this is a diffusion exercise, which means separating yourself from the thoughts and feelings, from the urges, and trying to understand what's happening in the moment. So they're less powerful, less overwhelming, less gripping. So that you can step off of any automatic behaviors, whatever they may be, whether it be turning to alcohol, avoiding the feelings, minimizing the feelings, invalidating yourself, feeling overwhelmed, hiding inside yourself, whatever it might be, whatever the behavior might be, avoidance, ruminating, beating yourself up, you can untangle the behaviors, you can untangle the feelings, you can untangle the triggers, and you can stop in the moment and decide on a course of action, how to deal with it, that's more in keeping with your future goals of how you want to be, how you want to manage emotions, situations, triggers, reactions. So the diffusion exercise is known by the acronym STOP, STTOP. And S, by the nature of it, stands for stop. The moment you see yourself engaging in old behaviors, old habits, the moment you feel overwhelmed, panicked, sad, angry, whatever, whether it's a behavior, an emotion, whether you notice thoughts going on, whether you notice a somatic experience in your body, whatever the shift is, you stopped. Stopping is the most important thing. If you can stop and disengage for 90 seconds, you interject choice in how you respond. So S stands for stop. The first T, stands for taking deep breaths. Take as many deep breaths as you need to feel yourself calm down a bit, so that you can disengage the emotional parts of the brain, the limbic system, the amygdala, so you're no longer hijacked and you can engage the frontal lobe, the problem-solving, planning, reasoning parts of your brain. You need to take some long, slow, deep breaths into 7, out to 11, to disengage the emotional parts of the brain, to engage the frontal lobe, the reasoning, planning, problem-solving, so that you can evaluate situations like a Buddha in the room. So S, stop, T, take some deep breaths. The second T is to notice what's happening, take notice. Take notice of what you're thinking, take notice of what you're feeling, label the emotion. Take notice of what you're experiencing in your body, the somatic experience. Take notice of what you're planning or doing or avoiding. So take notice of the behavior. Take notice of what the trigger is, inside or outside. So the second T is to take notice. And the O is to observe what happens as you take more long, slow, deep breaths. And you repeat these 5 sentences to yourself in your mind quietly over and over again. Take notice of how you can imagine the trigger, the thoughts, the emotions, the sensations just float off. Imagine them floating off like a balloon. Imagine you stepping back away from them, disengaging, separating. Imagine burning them, melting them, dissolving them, whatever makes sense to you. So the O stands to observe what happens as you repeat these 5 phrases to yourself over and over and over again. And the P in stop is to plan to proceed exactly opposite to what you would have done in the past. So you think about what you would have done in the past when you're triggered in this way, when you're feeling this way. And you think about what's one thing that you can do that's the exact opposite. The other part of P is to plan to show yourself compassion. Plan to show yourself compassion. Knowing that in this moment you might feel these feelings, react in this way, have those urges. It's just an old habit, and you can make different choices to show yourself a little bit of kindness, compassion. This may be the way it is right now, but it's not forever. So the other part of P is to think of one thing you're going to do differently. One thing for yourself to show yourself compassion, and one way in which you're going to respond very differently. So now what I'd like you to do is to imagine a recent situation where you felt either sadness, overwhelm, anxiety come over you, where you noticed that nauseousness, tightness, that desire to hide, feel overwhelmed, that anger, the feeling wanting to yell, scream, feeling frustrated. Whatever the situation may have been, or an upcoming situation that you anticipate will be distressing, bothersome, difficult. So just bring that situation to mind, whatever it may be. Just take a few moments to imagine the particulars of how you're going to be thinking, or would think, feel, react, respond, what you would be triggered by. Just go with whatever first comes to mind. Doesn't have to be perfect. So stop. S, the moment you notice yourself triggered, reacting, feeling overwhelmed, anxious, angry, sad. The moment you feel small, that urge to avoid, to hide. The moment you notice yourself magnifying something and you feel small. The moment you notice yourself shoulding yourself or somebody else and you feel that frustration, anger, disappointment. Stop. Take some deep breaths. T is to take as many deep breaths as you need, into 7, out to 11. So doing that now, continuing to take some long, slow, deep breaths. It may be just a few you need. It may be a set of 10. It may be 2, 3, 4, 5, as many sets of 10 as you need to feel yourself calm again. Just basically trying to get that escalation down below of that 6, 5 or below. Anything, any emotional reaction that's 5 or below is manageable. We can engage our frontal lobe when the emotions are 5 and below on a scale of 1 to 10. When they're above, a 6 or above, we need to breathe. Just bring ourselves down, calm ourselves, knowing that once we calm ourselves, we can figure it out, but we can't. It's exceedingly difficult to problem solve in a highly activated state. So take as many long, slow breaths as you need. Keeping this situation in mind. And the second T is to take notice of what you're feeling in your body. And most likely, you'll first notice a nauseousness in your tummy, a tightness in your chest, or any variation of that. Really take notice of what you experience somatically. That'll be a huge indicator going forward when you get triggered. Your experience growing up led you to just survive. To survive, you pushed things down, you pushed them away, you minimized your feelings, you were taught to ignore them. You were further taught to not express them. To express them was wrong, and brought repercussions. So pushing feelings down, pushing them away, minimizing them is an automatic response. Invalidating yourself is an automatic response. It's a habit from the past. Usually pushed down, pushed away, gets stored somatically. So notice what's happening in your body. It's going to be a huge cue for you. Notice what you're experiencing. Notice the sensations. Notice how they're changing in your body. Notice where else you feel them in your shoulders, your jaw. Where else, what else might be happening. Also take notice of the feelings and put a word to the feelings. There could be many feelings, but one feeling will be more predominant. Label the emotions. It shifts the experience from the amygdala to the frontal lobe. I feel insulted, invalidated, dismissed. I feel minimized. I feel unimportant. I feel ignored. I feel fearful. Whatever it might be for you, try to put a word to it that makes sense to you. Connect that word to the feeling in your body. That's a very important part. Connect the word for you, for the feeling in your body. Then notice the words going through your head. What are you thinking? What are you thinking about you? What are you thinking about the other person? What are you thinking about the situation? What is it that you want? If you had a magic wand, what are you telling yourself you need in that situation or you want? Is that want or need reasonable? If it isn't in this specific situation, how can you meet that need in a different way? What is the words going through your head? Try to see the letters, try to see the words. What are you believing about you that's feeding those thoughts? Beliefs are underneath the thoughts. What are you believing about you? Are you believing you're not good enough? Are you believing other people are more important? Their opinions are more valid? Whatever it is, what are you believing about you, about the situation, about life, about the future? And also take notice of what urges you have in that moment. Do you have the urge to hide, to numb, to drink, to avoid food? Do you have the urge to beat yourself up, to criticize? What's the urge? What's the urge that you have in that moment? And take notice of the urge. Very important that you're compassionate with yourself. This is just an old habit, an old habitual way of responding. It may be the way it was and is now, but not forever. And really take notice of what triggered you. Was it inside or outside? Was it thoughts that triggered you? Was it words? Was it somebody else's body posture? The expression on their face, their size, the way they said it, how they said it? Was it what you were believing that triggered you? So take notice. Continue to breathe nice and deep and slow. I want you to also now, the O, is to observe what happens when you repeat these five sentences to yourself over and over again, five times. I notice the feeling of, go with whatever comes to mind. I notice the thought of, and finish the sentence. I notice the somatic experience of. I notice the urge to do or to not do. I notice the trigger of. And again, I notice the feeling of, I notice the experience in my body of, I notice the thought of, I notice the urge to do or to not do of, I notice the trigger of, and again, I notice the feeling of, I notice the experience in my body of, I notice the thought of, I notice the urge to do or to not do of, I notice the original trigger of. And now I'd like you to do that, those five sentences, two more times in whatever order makes sense to you. And just notice as you breathe nice and deep and slow, imagine yourself stepping away. Imagine the triggers, the feelings, the thoughts floating away in your mind. Just notice it floating away, dissolving, melting, as you repeat it two more times quietly to yourself. Good, now the P in stop is to plan to whenever you feel triggered, whenever you feel overwhelmed, is to stay with it, but to show yourself some compassion and kindness. You understand why you're triggered in this way. You understand the legacy that you carry with you, but you're learning to separate from. So you may not like it, you may not want it, but it is the way it is for now. So in this moment, plan to show yourself a bit of compassion and kindness in whatever way you're comfortable with. It may be as simple as putting your hand on your heart and repeating to yourself, it is the way it is now. It's not forever. It'll lessen as I confront the feelings, thoughts, urges. I'll learn new ways to manage them, new ways to respond. Or whatever way makes sense to you, just as I'm quiet, just repeat some sort of calming, compassionate, kind, caring statement to yourself. That yes, may be uncomfortable but at first, but slowly you'll be able to soften into. Everything good comes with practice, and the compassion and kindness, forgiveness, tolerance and acceptance will come with more and more practice. So the other part of P is to plan, to approach this trigger, to deal with it in a different way than you would have in the past, the exact opposite way. So thinking, bring to mind how you might have responded in the past. And then bring to mind what's one thing that you can do that would be exactly opposite to what you might have done in the past. Yes, albeit scary, albeit uncomfortable, but that's okay. That's the growth. You know you're growing and changing when you're uncomfortable and scared. So just bring to mind one thing you'll do differently in dealing with this trigger or the next. Doesn't have to be perfect, it's whatever comes to mind. You're just thinking of one specific thing. Good. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.